An iconic San Antonio attraction has a dark yet somehow humorous event attached to it for all times. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan looks into it.
You may have ridden the little train that about 300,000 yearly ride through Brackenridge Park.
Yeah, so it's a historic miniature train. It's been in Brackenridge Park since the 1950s.
Tim Morrow is president and CEO of the San Antonio Zoo.
It's just a fun experience to be on a train, to hear the actual horn going as you go through the park.
One Saturday, though, the experience that families relished there turned weird.
50 years ago, next weekend, two robbers stopped the train and began to rob the passengers of their goods, so their checkbooks, their jewelry, and their money.
Passengers first thought it was an Old West reenactment gag. When one of the robbers put a gun to the head of a passenger, they figured out it wasn't a joke.
It was the first time a train robbery had happened in Texas in 47 years, so it has some historical significance to it.
The robbers were soon apprehended and turned out to be Army soldiers stationed at Fort Sam Houston.
It was a federal crime to rob a train, so those two gentlemen did their time.
Now, to mark the 50th anniversary of one of the city's weirdest little crimes, those who experienced it are invited back, including three siblings.
It was his 11th birthday, and now he's going to come down and celebrate his 61st birthday with his siblings.
This time there will be tongue-in-cheek reenactments.
They'll have bubble guns that shoot bubbles out in the air.
The public is invited to ride along. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.